Hey, old friends, a few new ones, appreciate you being here. We're going to visit about the nominations for the 2020 West Coast Stock Car Hall of Fame, which will go to vote in several weeks and be finalized on January 3rd, 2020. From that round, we will narrow the field from 20 to 10, and then eventually we'll go down to the final five. I'm going to give you a brief overview of the purpose and accomplishments of the West Coast Stock Car Hall of Fame over the past couple years. At the June 20th induction dinner and gala held in Napa, we hosted over 500 people, a record, oversold, to be honest with you, and from all walks of the sport. We've gifted in excess of $600,000 to various charities, with monies from donations from after our bills were paid, from a huge list of very generous donors. We have an incredible gathering of 20 for the 2020 nominations from varied forms of motorsports and from varied capacities. A 2020 induction to be held once again in Napa that will kick off the big NASCAR weekend at Sonoma, and our dinner will be on Thursday night, June 11th. We're already in possession of over 200 reservations, which represents 25 tables, and proud to share with you that from our early beginnings in 2001, we have grown to the point where we receive inquiries from major American companies on how can we become involved with the hall. For a lot of hard work, that's a big reward. Our one-hour MAV TV special, which viewed on August 27th and will be shown again on Thanksgiving Day, plus three other viewings between now and spring, was a total home run for the Hall of Fame. Well done, well received, doing it again, looking at even making it a bit longer. However, we've got to be sure we've got interesting content before we make that kind of a decision. Last, on current news, I'm proud, very proud, to say that Worldwide Technology Gateway Raceway in the Great St. Louis market is returning as the title presenter once again in 2020. This will give all of you a pretty good overview of our current picture, where I see us in the immediate future. I sincerely appreciate you joining this morning, and I'd like to open it for any questions one might have.
Reed Spencer.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Is it a testament to the quality of the classes in the hall that guys like Tom Sneva, Danny Ongais, and Tommy Kendall, Rick Mears are not in already?
Yes, it's interesting. I never dreamed that they wouldn't be first-year inductees. And I'm just going to point out something. Some of these names are unknown to some of you. Looking at the nominations, people like Craig Q, for example. A lot of people don't know who Craig Q is. Craig Q is the guy that brought the Bush brothers to the point where there was money to go east. He developed their careers when they were still on the West Coast. They had great success. Another great example, Tony Hunt. Many times USAC sprint car champion, drove stock cars, now a test driver and a show driver and a stunt driver, but he's a worthy nomination, yet not nationally known. So yes, it's tough. It's hard. Very hard. Any other questions?
I'm sorry.
No, you're all right.
Yes, sir.
Ken, with the success that the West Coast Stock Car Hall of Fame has had, where do you see it going in the future?
Well, we're not going backwards. I think we've had that proven to us now 3 years in a row consecutively. And the interest for the next year is as good as it's ever been. We have an enormous number of bios and potential nominations. Some aren't eligible yet because of age or years in the sport. But you stop and look at all the drivers that are, for example, in Cup today. that came from the coast. Good Lord, it doesn't stop. And now you add names like Matt DiBenedetto, who I think will certainly be a nominee after I'm gone. I think it'll go on for as long as we have motor racing, which I hope is a long, long time.
In the back.
Kathy Brown, Pitting Outside the Box. With first-time nominee this year, Linda Vaughn, being on the ballot, what took so long to get her as a nominee?
Well, it got discussed every year for over 10 years. And I wanted to do a special award for her. She would be an inductee, but I wanted to do it above and beyond, sort of an award of the century type of thing. And we started looking at others that might be worthy of that high a recognition, and some we already have in the hall, and I just thought it was a mistake. So immediately when we came to that conclusion, and I was pretty voiceful about it, we got her on immediately. She had carried a nomination for years. So no slight to her in any way, if anything, a tribute. But if she by any chance shouldn't get in this year, then she will go in 2021 as part of the historic category, which we will announce shortly. And there'll be five, and that's done by committee. It's filled for this year and for next year, so she would go in 2021. Thank you.
Wolfgang.
Yeah, I have two questions. Is it also possible to elect members to the Hall of Fame inductees posthumous who are already dead? And the second question, can there also be foreigners but having lived in California?
If I understood your question correctly, would we nominate or induct a person who has passed?
Yes.
Absolutely. And we have many times. Many times. Over the last 18 years. Your second question, would you repeat it for me, please?
Yeah. Could it also be a foreigner, non-American resident living in California?
Not unless they came here at a very, very young age. A good example, Danny Ungaius. Danny came to Southern California at a relatively young age. He's been there 50 years at least. And he is eligible, and he is a nomination this year. Trying to think of another good example he is an excellent example. But in answer to your question, if they came here, and no different than if they came from the East Coast as a small child, example, Herschel McGriff. Herschel came to Oregon when he was just a kid and lived there all of his life until he moved to Arizona a few years ago. But he was a first-year inductee way back in 2001 or two. And there's quite a few like that. You know, you don't know where somebody's born until you start digging into it. They might have been born in New Jersey and come here as a child. Yes.
Any other questions for Mr. Clapp? Thank you, Mr. Clapp, for your time.
Thank you. Thank you all.